It's here and now.
How you get so much favor on your side? Accept them as your Lord and Savior, I replied. That's your love, that neighbor, not the bad. I'm a rat, that's on God.
That's the track On God from Kanye West's latest album, Jesus is King. It's his first gospel album, which debuted last month, and it's already making history. Kanye is the first artist to hold all 10 spots on both Billboard's Hot Christian Songs and Hot Gospel Songs. This week, the album also topped other Billboard charts, including Top Rap Album. But Kanye isn't the only hip-hop artist to cross over into the gospel world. MC Hammer did it in 1990. Just last year, Snoop Dogg did the same.
Once upon a time in the Church of God, there were sinners and saints, evens to odds, do's and don'ts, wills and won'ts, the haves to the have-nots will be sitting up front, getting a sermon of
them. So, if Kanye is not the first to cross over into the gospel genre, how and why has this new album had such profound reach? Music and cultural writer Naima Cochran has been writing about this. She's also a former music executive, and she joins us now. Naima, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Kanye West has been a polarizing figure for quite some time now. A big part of that is because of his support of President Donald Trump, which confounds so many. But this album, Jesus is King, as you write, was expected to offer a formal presentation of his new spiritual growth. Do you think it's been that for people?
I think it's been that for the people who want that. And I'll explain what I mean by that. Those who are skeptical of Kanye's new birth and the actual depth of it did not find much to convince them otherwise in Jesus is King. But those who were looking to believe Kanye do point to it as evidence of him having this new, like, spiritual rebirth. But to me, it is a little superficial, as a lot of things with Kanye are. Things that Kanye believes to be kind of world-changing and radical are very surface because he doesn't really have a lot of depth often in his concepts and in his points of view. The same way with Trump. He just likes Trump's energy. And I think it's the same thing with him being, like, newly saved. But he feels like he is in a space to kind of preach to others when he himself is still working on it.
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit, about the album Jesus is King. You say shallow, a little superficial. What's missing from it?
The thing about gospel is that gospel isn't just about lyricism. It's about a musical translation of scripture and scriptural themes to music. But then there's praise and worship, which is, it's like gospel light.
Mm-hmm.
It's repetitive. It maybe touches on a phrase of inspiration, but it doesn't necessarily go deep into a message of salvation or a message of Christ. And what Kanye is doing with Jesus is King is kind of praise and worship rap. It's not really deep gospel rap.
You write that historically we've seen the use of religion as a way to come back to center, part of a redemption playbook. Can you explain what you mean by that?
In the Black community, when we have notable figures who have done something to offend or have done something that finds them in a disgraceful position in the mainstream, usually part of their redemption story is to reach back out to the Black community through the grace of the church, because the Black church is known to be unfailingly forgiving, especially to our Black men. Even as fewer millennials are growing up in the Black church, the ideology of the Black church is still the centerpiece of the Black community. So some people do it genuinely. When Al Green's career started to falter, he came back to the church because he's from the church. But when Michael Jackson, who didn't even grow up traditionally in the Black church, was about to go on trial, he came to the Black church. When O.J. Simpson, who famously was very much like, I'm not Black, I'm OJ, was acquitted, but then his people in L.A., in the communities, in the gated communities, really weren't rocking with him anymore. He came back. So at a glance, it looks like this is what Kanye's doing, but he's not. He's actually co-opting the Black church experience for non-Black consumption. He's doing this for his mainstream fans. He's not doing this for us, because he's actually doubling down on the things that pissed us off, even while he's packaging this all up in like a Black church presentation.
I listened to Kanye's album, and what really moves me the most are the actual singers and the choir, not necessarily Kanye. Here's the Sunday Service Choir with a little bit of the track Every Hour. Naima, what do gospel artists, what have they said or their take on Kanye's gospel?
Producer Warren Campbell, who is married to gospel artist Erica Campbell, who is half of Mary Mary, has said that he was someone that Kanye has come to when he's wanted like some guidance and some help with scripture. Some preachers and pastors have co-signed under the argument that anything that brings the message of God into a space where people don't normally hear it is a good thing.
I mean, that's a valid argument, though.
It is. But I'm of the mind that the messenger matters. That really is kind of a debate that's happening right now, is like, do we really condemn Kanye when, even if the execution isn't right, there could be people who are brought to God through what he's doing? But what bothers me, outside of the album itself, the Sunday service is another thing altogether.
And those Sunday services you're talking about are those like mini type concerts that Kanye West is having throughout the country.
Right. Kind it's kind of like a modern day traveling tent revival, almost, if you would. The thing about those that troubles me is that Kanye is still at these Sunday services saying really problematic things about slavery being a choice, or if slave masters are going to throw the nets again, let's not stand in the same place, or about being a free thinker and not making decisions based on skin color, wearing MAGA hats, or abolishing the 13th Amendment, which what even are you talking about? So I think that's great that there's songs of praise going on and they feel like maybe Kanye's intentions are good, but still mixed up in that is the same messaging that's troubling from the outset.
Yeah. Broadening this out a little bit, Kanye West may be the most notable artist to do this in recent history, as we talked about. But there are questions of whether artists like Justin Bieber, for instance, who sang a religious song at Coachella recently, he might be releasing a religious album. There's been lots of talk about that. Do you think we're seeing a shift here, or have we seen this before?
I don't think it's really new. I think that people may be paying attention to it differently just because of the era of consumption that we're in. But there has always been a tendency for artists who, maybe not in hip hop, but in pop and R&B, artists who came up with some kind of a spiritual background have always thrown maybe at least one good inspirational song on the album, or maybe done a collaboration. It used to actually be a thing for R&B artists in the 90s. Like, there was always like one track. A friend of mine called it tithing on your album, like one-tenth of your album had to go to something about God. And we kind of got away from that. But I do think a certain demo will be inclined to want to point to Kanye and say he did this just because they don't remember a time when it wasn't uncommon.
Yeah, but thinking about musical trends, I mean, as you said, there was always one song. And I actually spoke recently with the co-writer of this new Prince memoir. And one thing that Prince said more or less is that it's hard to make religious music a mainstream hit. He would have one or two on his album. But this in particular, Kanye's album, what impact do you think this album will have on the future of secular music and gospel?
Well, it's hard to say, because more of this is about it being Kanye than about it being the subject material. But, you know, if random rapper ABC were to do this same thing, it wouldn't necessarily have the same impact. And it doesn't mean that a label is going to be willing to take a chance on the next artist who says, I want to do a gospel album, because Kanye did it. You can't remove the Kanye factor from it. Or with Bieber, you can't remove the fact that he's Justin Bieber from it. I would like to see it make more artists comfortable in exploring this avenue, but I don't think, and I could very well be wrong, I don't think that Jesus is King itself is going to signal like some seismic shift in the genre going towards a more spiritual direction.
That's Naima Cochran, a music and cultural writer and former music executive. Naima, thanks for this conversation.
Thank you again for having me. Glad to be part of it.
God is King, we the soldiers. Ultra beam out the solar. When I get to heaven's gates, I ain't gotta peek over. Keeping perfect composure. When I scream at the chauffeur, I ain't mean, I'm just focused. Put a lean out slower. Got us clean out of soda. Before the flood, people judge. They did the same thing to Noah. Everybody wanted Yandy. That Jesus Christ did the laundry. They say that we start on Monday, but the strong start on Sunday. Won't be in bondage to any man. John 8:33. We did the sinners.
And we want to know what you think about Jesus as King and Kanye's new musical direction. Tell us your thoughts at hereandnow.org.